The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
And right now we're going to turn to the phone lines and speak with Suzanne. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your question?
My 3-year-old has recently developed an aversion to going outside, and I need to know how to help her through that. We were caught in a thunderstorm about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And since then, she will not go outside.
Okay, so what happened during the thunderstorm? Can you give me the world through her perspective? What happened and what you suspect, what terror you saw in her eyes, if that's the case?
That's probably the hardest part. It was just raining when we walked to the car, and I had my 2 children, my 6-year-old and my 3-year-old, with us. And I was putting my 3-year-old in the car. She was actually already in her car seat, and I was buckling her when it just started pouring. Buckets and lightning, thunder, and it was one of those awful mom moments because my 6-year-old was not in the car yet.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get my 3-year-old buckled in and trying to encourage my 6-year-old to get in the car, and it was just chaos. And after I got them both in the car, we were all, my 6-year-old and I were drenched. We actually had to go to the doctor. She was fine at the doctor.
Oh, really? Oh, you were on route to the doctor?
I was on route from school to the doctor.
Okay.
For a regular checkup.
Yeah.
And she was fine, but the starting the next day, she just wouldn't go outside.
Okay. So did she say anything to you, like, I'm afraid it will happen again?
All she says when we go out, like when you try and take her outside, she goes, "No rain, no rain." And she holds her hands over her head like she's trying to protect herself from getting wet.
Okay. Well, at least you know specifically what happened. With a lot of parents, the kids will have a fair and they have no idea when it happened or how it happened. Maybe it happened with a babysitter. If this had happened with a babysitter, you might, and if the babysitter never shared it to you, this might be totally puzzling to you. But it makes it much clearer that you know that it's thunder and lightning. So if she can know what she needs to learn, partly just by exposure, partly gradual exposure, that when she goes out, it's a sunny day. She's got to go through days that are rainy and that nothing happens. Or you can watch a movie. She's 3 years old, maybe a little young for this, although I showed my kids this movie 100 times over in their childhood, Singing in the Rain.
Okay.
Because it was a movie that showed rain in a very positive light. There may be some Disney movies, none of them come to mind right now, but you may be more in tune with them, that show rain. You know, everybody's hoping for the rain and finally it comes and all the flowers grow and good things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, she needs to be able to have 2 categories in her mind. Thunderstorms, and then as she gets older, I used to always get the little science books for my kids, the playful ones at the library, the ones that were geared to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds, picture books. And I would explain it to them that there's nothing bad that's going to happen. Now, you say that, you know, lightning can do harm. We were hit 3 times in our home, go figure. For the most part, most people go through life, and it's just a romantic time for many people. You know, you hunker down and you stay inside and watch the lightning storm like fireworks. You might even show her some fireworks that are fun because that makes a loud noise.
It's not the noise.
Yeah.
I know it's not the noise.
Oh, it isn't. It's
no.
The rain?
I think it's the rain. Because as an example, it's beautiful where we are today, and I was just taking her to music class this morning, and we got to the car okay, because she knew she was getting in the car. But when we went at music class, they took them outside for a few minutes, and immediately the hand went up, and she started crying and just very anxious and wouldn't, you know, we were only out there for 5 minutes and she wouldn't participate the rest of the class, and that's her favorite thing to do.
Okay, so right after the break, we'll continue with this.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
In deciding whether to forgive your partner for an injustice, consider, is the problem reversible? Adultery and serious injury due to drunk driving are not reversible. Forgetting the milk is. You can get back in the car and go get it. Patterns of neglect may or may not be easily changeable. Was a proper, sincere apology given, assuming that an apology is sufficient? For example, honey, I'm so sorry I made fun of you in front of our guests. I was trying to score points for myself. I promise I'll never do it again. Any meaningful apology has to be backed up by subsequent behavior that is consistent with it.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.